Welcome. You are about to take a journey to a place of the divine love within with Deborah Bouffet on the Love by Intuition show. For the next hour, allow her to prepare you in becoming a magnet for a profound love-infused relationship by identifying and focusing on solutions through love. Awaken the light within and let your essence shine. And now, here's Deborah Bouffet on Love by Intuition, all part of the Dream Vision 7 Radio Network.
Welcome, everyone. Bonjour, mes amis. And yes, here I am, Deborah Bouffet, and welcome to the Love by Intuition show and syndicated Dream Vision 7 Radio Network. We're Boston-based, and we have all the bells and whistles and technology where you can listen in your car, on your phone, online, wherever you'd like to listen from, and that is wherever you are in this global world we live in. And so, just so everyone knows, if they're tuning in for the first time, Dream Vision 7 Radio Network is proud to be the media partner for the Omega Institute in Rhinebeck, New York. And when you hear any of the advertisements, the commercials on the shows, those are 20% off. All you have to do is register, say the name Dream, and you will receive 20% off. So that's very exciting. So we have Diane and Alan Collins with us. I had seen Diane's masterclass and wanted to, I felt compelled because of the name of it, which is Master Your Mind, Master Your Life. Your mind can be your ticket to heaven. Now, everyone knows the name Diane Collins, and her and her husband are a team now, and they are really putting together teleconferences, teleclasses to help you out there. And one of the things that she says, which I love, is that thoughts create our reality, which many of us know. But what's really neat is that consciousness, I love the way you say a quantum jump to consciousness. So a little bit about Diane. She's the creator of Quantum Think System of Thinking and author of the 8-time award-winning bestseller, Do You Quantum Think? New Thinking That Will Rock Your World. And it is a read that every family should have and read it again. I'm actually going to get it out. I've read it a few times, and I'm going to read it again. Now, Alan is a strategic quantum think consultant and master quantum think coach. So without further ado, come on into the show and welcome both of you.
Thank you so much, Deborah. It's such a joy always to be with you and your listeners. Yeah. And I'm thrilled to have Alan with us today.
Yeah, it's great to be here.
I know, a couple. I love it. And that's one of the things that, before we get into some things that might be on your mind, I know that you're a conscious couple. And I have to ask, I'm always, marveling about couples that are together and their energies mix nicely. So all the work that you've done with the quantum thinking has really been a platform for you to thrive on your relationship. I'm feeling it. So I'm asking, is it a reality?
It truly is, but it does take a mastery practice. And you know, it's so great. Obviously, you are the ultimate intuitive, Deborah. I just love you. And you tuned right into it. And I was thinking that the course that you're talking about is actually an online recorded video course that I've been producing over the past 2 years. And it's 28 days, but each week is a different topic. And the second week, the topic is mastering high-quality relationships. And in one of the days of that week, I'm talking about, and it's the name of it is Fall in Love with Emotion, and I'm talking about how one day Alan and I were set up to do a relationships seminar, and it was going to be just a contribution to, you know, our community. It wasn't for money or anything. And we got into a huge, huge argument. I mean, I don't remember what it was about. It was years ago. But we realized, and this is to your point, Deborah, we realized, oh, dear, we're supposed to go in 2 hours from this fight and go in and teach people how to have a romantic, sweet relationship, right, with their significant other. And here we were, not liking each other at all. And we had to get to that place of awareness where we were not identified with our local small self identity, to be able to see that we had a larger purpose, that we, well, and even to put it in just ordinary terms, that we could choose something else, that we didn't have to stay in that state of upset. And we did. And as I said in the video that I talked about this, that in that case it was circumstantially orchestrated or, you know, stimulated. But we can do this anytime, Deborah. This is what it's about. Master your mind, master your life. It's not about mind control or pushing and, you know, forcing anything. But it's about having a relationship with yourself, with your own conscious awareness, and in learning how to use these faculties of mind, intuition, as you have this beautiful show and yourself comes through so beautifully, intent, subtle energy, resonance, meditation, that I call the natural faculties of mind. And when you learn to actually work with these natural faculties, then it becomes very easy to make that shift. And, of course, again, Alan and I work together. We've been married this year, 29 years.
Oh,
and,
wow.
Yeah. It seems like yesterday, you know, it's a both end. It's fresh and alive every day. Why? Because we choose to have that kind of conscious relationship. So thank you for that question.
And you're welcome.
You know,
and it's really, once you become conscious of your own being and your own thoughts and embracing everything that you are, then you're able to do that for your partner and allow them to be the fullness of who they are.
That's
and,
exactly
but it takes work, I'm sure, because we're, you know, even though we are spirits, we are human here, so we're stuck in the human world and things happen. And but yet with the consciousness awareness, then you're able to just, you know, smooth things over, allow that person to be who they are at that moment. Would you agree, Alan, on that?
Yeah, absolutely. In fact, last week, you know, we had started this program, this 28-day program, about 10 days ago, 12 days ago, somewhere in that region. And last week, when we were, Diane and I are actually participating in the course ourselves, even though we've spent hours and hours producing it, and Diane particularly, but I'm her editor. So I've been reading all of the material before she put it on the teleprompter, and I, you know, worked with her as she was producing it, and all the way through it. So I watched it many times, and so is Diane's, but we decided we would do this program together as participants and not as producers and creators. Which is unusual for us to really do it, and we've really done it. We've stayed on track.
Kept the discipline every day.
Yeah, we do. But last week, it was very interesting. I make breakfast in the morning. It was a beautiful day. I think it was just the day before July 4th on the Tuesday, and I made this beautiful breakfast. It was beautiful here, and we live, you know, and I made it, and we're going to have breakfast on the balcony. And I made it, I put it down, and where was Diane? She wasn't there, you know? And I look through the window, and I see that she's fiddling around in her phone. And my mind started to click in, you know, why it isn't, doesn't she respect me? You know, she knows I put all this effort into making the breakfast. Where is she? Why is she here? And I had this thing started to go in my mind. And as soon as I saw it, I noticed it. And to your point, Deborah, about the conscious awareness, I became aware of it. And then I became aware of what I was aware of. And in that moment, I was able to choose. And I just laughed at it. And I let it go, and Diane came out, and it was like nothing happened at all. the conversation in my head was just, I don't know, could have been a piece of dust blowing by.
Yes, and isn't it fascinating, Diane, how our thoughts are? And I remember back when I didn't realize what I was thinking, and then some things would come forth, but you just kind of like live from a place of unconsciousness. And then when you become conscious and you realize every thought that's going through your mind, you're like, at times I'm like, oh my gosh, Deborah, but it's real life. So
tell us,
Diane, how someone can start. And I should ask, because I know the video, tell me again, the people can sign up now, even though it's already started?
Well, what we did, this is a course, it's an online course, and it's on, and of course, you know, a platform online that anyone can get it at any time. As I say, I made it for the price of a movie date because I wanted everyone to have it. And it's really quantum think applied to these important areas of life, your mind and consciousness, relationships. Having a conscious relationship with money is the third week, and then the fourth week is mastering living your purpose. So these very, you know, things that are of great significance to all of us. And how do you apply quantum thinking to that so that we can get more conscious? But what I was going to say is, what we did, because we just launched it, I call the premier launch, in launching it, we invited our quantum think community, those people who are, you know, followers on social media or on our email list, to do the course together in the same time frame. So it's not that the course is only given in this time frame, but we decided just to celebrate the launching of it, that we would all do it together. That's why Alan and I said earlier that we were doing it together. And then every week we have a Zoom meetup by video for people to come just for these 4 weeks. We're only doing it for these 4 weeks, which it will be over in July 25th, but when we're recording this show. But, well, I guess we're not recording. We're live, but if people
are
listening. But if people are listening to the archive, but the point of it is that you can do this any time. And I was emphasizing the power of the field, and that's why work like yours, shows like yours, the network that you have, where it becomes very important to become conscious of that when we come to, that we do exist in fields. And, you know, just real quickie for those who are not familiar with what quantum think is, as a system of thinking, I call it, the system of 21 principles and practices. Now, for the mind and awareness, that has us leap from the industrial age worldview way of thinking, where all the focus was around the physical. So when you look in the world and you look in all the divisiveness that's going on now, we realize that at this point in the evolution of humanity, that we are in the time of this great leap, of this great shift, of moving ourselves, not just our technology, which has already shifted, but ourselves and the way we relate to the world and life and ourselves personally from the industrial age conditioning. And it's going back to the quantum age. So it's what the scientists call, well, the world is more, you know, universe is more like a giant mind than a giant machine, and that everything is energy in flux, informed by intelligence. We know we're living in a multidimensional, spiritual, soulful, divine, all of these dimensions, physical, subtle energy, and virtual of consciousness. So how do we live from that place? And that's what quantum thinking is all about. So when you were talking before, Deborah, about how the thoughts, you know, all of a sudden you're in this automatic, it's kind of, that was my great revelation, is that in many cases, we're not even choosing our thoughts. If we were a choice, we would not choose to have a disparaging or a denigrating thought about ourselves or others. We just wouldn't choose that, right? So
We weren't born that way, per se.
No, and so what we call this, we have a name for it that I borrowed from science. Quantum think is not about science. It's about how we can use the new discoveries that are these quantum principles, which have been around forever. So the scientists are discovering what the spiritual masters of all great wisdom traditions and mastery traditions have said for, you know, since recorded history, that everything is interconnected, that it is, that we are connected, and I was going to get to that about the Course, through fields. But since we were brought up in a way that the predominant culture said only physical matter is real, you know, even though we have our spiritual practices and everything, but the orientation, even in education, is around the physical. We're not learning the faculties of consciousness yet. Right. Well, maybe we're starting now, I'm creating that, but we're learning what? The physical, the brain, maybe the brain connections. So now we're in this. When you start to realize we exist in fields, and then you have shows like yours, and you have the work that we're doing, and many of your guests, I'm sure, if not all, that we are bringing this higher consciousness, literally, and I have to say to everyone, I'm on a campaign for higher consciousness, for making it mainstream. So it's like, we don't have to be afraid to say it. We don't have to think of it as alternative. This is right. The time that we're in now of making this leap so that we're all awakening together. And what are we awakening to? Awakening to the automatic, conditioned ways that we've thought and related to ourselves and to our loved ones and our world, and know that we have been born to be literal co-creators with divine and with each other. And that when we can break free of these automaticities, these automatic beliefs and thoughts, that we can, as Alan said, choose. So the power of the field, when you have that high intent, and what a lot of the, you know, scientists who I listen to and love and talk about coherence and the heart math people, that there's a coherence that we're all creating just by being in these type of conversations.
Exactly. And those are what we want to elevate versus the others. And I believe that, you know, it's this collective consciousness that when we feel something that is a little heavy, or maybe it even brings us to a darker place for maybe even the day, maybe not for a long time, that we're actually feeling that collective consciousness where we're actually being that, in a sense, for that moment. But that I believe that love that's cultivated within us is actually rising up at the same time, and then the hope comes and you can switch it off. If you're aware of it, if you're consciously aware that you can switch it off. How do you feel about that?
Absolutely, and I'd love to hear Alan on it too, but I just wanted
I would like to just answer, if I may, the question that Deborah had a little bit before about the people coming into the program even though it's already started.
Okay.
Let me just do that very, very quickly, because
sure.
I think it's important, because it fits into what Diane's saying about the field. I look at it very, very simply. Like, imagine you're going into a park, and there's people playing volleyball in the park, and you say, oh, I'd like to join that game. And you join the game, you ask them if you can play, and they say, sure, come on in and play with us. You're not thinking about when the volleyball game actually started. You start right there. And this is really what the Master Your Mind, Master Your Life program is all about. People can come in any time they like, and they will just join it and be part of it immediately, as if they were joining a volleyball game.
And that's relevant also
good.
To what... thank you, Alan, for that, because I didn't go
yes.
back to it. But I wanted to go and relate that to what you're saying, Deborah, because We are picking up, as I say, you know, when you say spirit spoke to me or whatever, but we also are picking up from the mind field that I like to call the thoughtosphere. So to your point, Deborah, simultaneously, like sometimes, and I say this to people, even to my mom, who is pretty much up there in her 90s, where people start to feel agitated. And what I think is important, what you said I wanted to highlight, is that it's not necessarily our personal agitation. Because of this turbulence that we're feeling in the world right now, as we are undergoing this great transformation in our systems and structures, and it really is also a part of, you know, that our social systems, judicial, government, health, all of it, education, are born under the old industrial age, you know, cause and effect, everything is separate, break it down into parts, you know, way of thinking. So we're now ready. Our technology is, in fact, ahead of us in a lot of ways because it works in that non-mechanical way. So when you look in the world and you see we're undergoing the social systems and structures, a complete restructuring, and this filters back to us as individuals, and we're all looking, wow, it looks chaotic. So to your point, yes, I do see that we're taking in some of that energy that we don't really want, right? We're feeling, if you're at all sensitive, and I'm sure your listeners are, that if you're feeling that at all, we don't have to identify with it. And as you said, at the same time, this higher vibration of love, the core essence of who we are and what we're here to experience. So it's like we're in this time, I like to say, of going from merely knowing the wisdom, like conceptually, to actually living it, to becoming the walking, talking embodiment. So I love what you said because it's simultaneous. And when we can make that distinction in ourselves, well, wait a minute, you know, I'm feeling agitated or upset. And there are, let's face it, circumstances that are, in fact, quite upsetting. Yet, if you look at it from the cosmic perspective, from a divine vision of what's unfolding now, then we can take action in the outer world, do whatever we can. We each live our purpose. That's what I think is so important right now, to actually master what it is, to know what your purpose is and live it. That's why we put that into the course. And also, for us inwardly, that each of us in our inner experience of ourself with ourself, you know, the higher self, our connection to all that is, to divine self, that we can remain, even when it's chaotic around us, to keep that column of that inner light, that we are at our essence. And I think it's more important than ever to be able
yes,
to make that distinction.
We need to take our first break. So everyone, don't go away. We'll be back in a moment with Diane and Alan Collins.
Looking for a fun and relaxing getaway? Omega Rest and Rejuvenation Retreats are a great way to unwind and renew your spirit. Stroll through the garden, relax by the lake, or try a daily yoga or movement class. You can stretch your body, quiet your mind, and do as much or as little as you choose. Located in Rhinebeck, New York, just 90 miles north of New York City, Omega's natural environment and quiet pace allow for extraordinary experiences to unfold. Learn more at eomega.org.
Take a journey to a place of the divine love within with Deborah Beauvais on the Love by Intuition show, Monday through Friday at 6 p.m. and 6 a.m. Eastern. Our message is love in the purest form. The light within us all is a guide to recall our beginning, to learn to love self and humankind, and to feel the higher power of our own divinity. To attract love, one needs to be love. Come join us and step into this glorious vibration called love.
Is there a way to transform grief into joy? Join us at Omega in Rhinebeck, New York, for a workshop based on the number one best-selling book by Dr. Jamie Turndorf, Love Never Dies, How to Reconnect and Make Peace with the Deceased. In this weekend retreat, you learn to dissolve the pain of grief, heal unfinished business, and receive guidance from departed loved ones. Mention discount code DREAM for 20% off when you register for Love Never Dies with Jamie Turndorf, September 21st to 23rd at Omega. Learn more at eomega.org.
This is Dream Vision 7 Radio Network, uniting mankind with universal love. Our shows are created from the heart, bringing each listener to a place of divine enlightenment. Breathe, relax, and enjoy. Let life flow.
And we are back. And if you'd like to listen to the Love by Intuition show daily, you can. It's Monday through Friday, 6 a.m. and 6 p.m. And then when we're doing live shows, it's usually 6 p.m. Eastern time as well. You can go on Dream Visions, all one word with an S on the end, the number 7, radio.com. And while you're there, check out all and listen to all the other most amazing shows. Everyone has their heart in everything that they're doing. We're all unique, and yet we're all going in the same direction to elevate consciousness and love within each human being and beyond. So we are with Diane and Alan Collins, and we are talking about their online course that you can still get involved with, and it's called Master Your Mind, Master Your Life. Your mind can be your ticket to heaven. And that's what I really believe. Heaven is right here in our own minds. And check out and do purchase Do You Quantum Think? New Thinking That Will Rock Your World by Diane Collins. It's an amazing book. It opens up your mind to options that we can do with our thoughts. And go on their site. It's Diane Collins, C-O-L-L-I-N-S, all one word. And Diane is with two N's, DianeCollins.com. So before the break, we were talking... You were so eloquently sharing your information. And for the people that are out there that are just awakening and just curious, what would you share with them as to how to start tuning into our own thoughts?
Well,
you want to do that, Alan? Go ahead.
Well, I think first
I'm sorry, I should have. Yes, Alan, yeah, go right ahead.
Yeah, I think that, you know, they're already tuning in, otherwise they wouldn't be in that question. They're already tuning in, and
in the first
week of the course, in the five faculties of mind, Diane, the five natural faculties. I want to make sure we make the word natural, because one of the things we've discovered about this program, when we're listening to all the reports that are coming back from all the people that are participating, is the naturalness that they've been able to, that they're enjoying in terms of how they're shifting in the various circumstances that they're dealing with and seeing things that they hadn't seen before. And it's happening extremely naturally. There's no process, there's no remembering, there's no recall, there's nothing of that nature. It's just a very beautiful, natural thing. So, but anyway, in terms of the getting in touch with your mind, there's I would say that, you know, in the first week in the five natural faculties of mind, one of the five natural faculties is resonance. And I think that what people have to do is to trust their intuition and allow themselves to resonate with what is being exposed to them. And rather than just, you know, forcing it or trying to push it because they like the name or they like this or like that, that's all good too. But ultimately, they have to resonate with the teachings and whatever they're being exposed to. Because one day, one teacher could be perfect for that person, and another day they're not. And some other teacher comes along. You know, I think we've all heard the statement, when the student's ready, the teacher will appear. And I think that's what people need to really operate from, that place, from that level of intent, knowing that...
You mean
that
if you're drawn to something.
If you're drawn to something, you allow yourself to get involved.
And I wanted to go back to Deborah's question. I know Alan's very excited about the course. So he's talking about the course. No, but the question is, how does someone who's just beginning to be awakened, how do you get in touch with this type of command with your own mind? And by mind, I want to make the distinction. It's not only, you know, the left brain cognitive thinking. By mind is what I mean, what we hold in awareness. And, of course, thinking is a very important part. Our thoughts affect we know. How we listen, how we see things affects the chemicals in our body, so our well-being, and very important to be able to get that connection to your thoughts. So what I have this simple exercise that I offer people to make a distinction between a thought that we say just visits from the surrounding mind field, I like to say thoughtosphere, you know, there's a biosphere around us and the earth, we have living also in the thoughtosphere, and make a distinction between a thought that just visits and a thought that you initiate that comes from you, that you know you're originating. So as I said earlier, it's not like you have to monitor every single thought, because once you get yourself into the idea of a field, and that thinking takes place in a system, and that we can begin to think from this more expanded worldview of this holistic, interconnected, multidimensional, where what I hold in mind becomes my reality, then it becomes easier because it takes you with it. It's like taking a road trip that you don't have to go. If you're driving from Boston to Miami, where you are to where we are, then you there's a system. So you don't have to meander your way because you have choice within that system. So it's something like this. When you start to become aware of your own awareness, as Alan said earlier, and we make these very simple distinctions. Okay, that thought just came flying in, and it's not one that I really want. Let it fly out. You know how sometimes we hone in, Deborah, on a whole scenario, and then it starts to become magnified, and you're dwelling in it.
Yes.
And it's giving you, you know, the thoughts we have and the meanings we give to those thoughts are giving us literally our experience, and sometimes it's an emotional experience. So the important aspect of this is to know that we are aspects of that greater divine self, of that I am presence. And that when we're in that, that is the awareness of all awareness. So at the same time, we're that transcendent awareness, and we're still fully engaged in the worldly self that we have come to play, as Shakespeare said, on this stage of life. So we can enjoy the character that we are, the people in our lives, as the characters we love, and at the same time know that we're the universal connection. As you said earlier, we're universally the same and individually unique, so you can appreciate one another. And by attuning yourself to that higher aspect of yourself, you always can become aware and make that distinction between a thought that just visits, that you didn't choose and wouldn't choose, and one that you initiate. So sometimes, you know, people think in the shower because the water somehow brings out it's associated with consciousness. And sometimes that will happen to me where, you know, I like to let my mind drift in that case. So, but all of a sudden I'll latch on to something that is a very unappealing thought.
Right.
And I say to myself in that moment, this is what we can all do. I say, wait a minute. I don't like that thought. I don't want that thought. Now, as Alan says, the thought gets there before you do. So it's not like you can change the thought. But what
right.
you can do is create a new relationship with it. And that's
exactly.
what we're doing right now.
Yes, I love that. And it's for the listeners out there, once you become conscious, doesn't mean that we never have any heavier thoughts or thoughts that aren't welcomed. They come. They come to all of us. And then it's our choice. For me, I say, stop. This isn't me.
Right. Exactly.
And that's in a habit. If you cultivate the habit of whatever works for you, like for me, it's stop. This isn't me. Where is this coming from? Is this true? Which goes back to Byron Katie. Once you do that, even if you're with family, because a lot of the dynamics come when you're in a family environment, if you can say that to yourself, you can shift the whole thing, turn it around, and feel love, and then the whole thing just dissipates. And you're like, thank you.
Yeah, that's great. And that's great, Deborah. And I think that, you know, for people, as you said before, about people that are just beginning on this journey, I think the important thing for us to be reminded of is that we're probably not in this conscious state most of the time. And I think that it's important to be able to develop ourselves so that the speed in which we transform from the identity 3D world into a conscious state, the speed in which we can make that shift gets shorter and shorter and shorter, so that, you know, eventually you're living in it pretty much most of the time. But I think it's important for people to not expect that they would get there immediately and be living conscious lives 24/7.
Transformation is not a one-time event.
Diane says, we've been married 29 years and we're both... You know, we're both pretty strong characters, and
sure.
we work together, we live together, we're with each other 24 hours a day, 7 days a week for the most part, and we can get at each other, there's no question about it. But it's not so much whether we do or we don't. It's not like we're living in this sort of super, you know, situation, but it's a matter of how quick we can move off it and get back connected again. And that's,
exactly.
I think, is the key of it.
Yeah, and I'd like to add a little more to what I said a little earlier, is that when you do the stopping and all, it's also good to keep in mind that if it's something emotional that crops up, it may be something that happened in your lifetime, then that is really bubbling up for you to look at and see what you, you know, how you feel about it and whether it needs to be addressed. We're complicated beings when you think about it. There's so many pieces, and there's also all our belief systems that have come from other people and other generations. And I think it's important to ask questions all the time, for each of us.
Absolutely. Well said. And about the emotions, there is, I mentioned earlier that one of the 28 days of the course is called Fall in Love with Emotion. And it's what you're talking about. And I say, well, why should you fall in love with emotion? Because emotion is one of the key intelligences that we have, just what you were saying right now, Deborah, that when an emotion arises, sometimes it's just because you're having a thought and giving it meaning that really is not something that you're at choice in, and you don't have to stick with it. As you say stop, and you know I do it too. I say, okay, what do you do? You displace it with a new intent. Intent is the active dynamic of creation that we've been divinely bestowed with by human birth alone. So you can create something new, but getting back to the emotion is a very important energy. And it's more than energy. As we know, motion has to flow so that anything, any energy that gets stopped up can become toxic. So you want to be able to let it flow. And at the same time, emotion as energy, energy can be transformed, it can be transmuted. So this is why I say fall in love with emotion, because you can use your emotions for the for your highest good. If an emotion comes up, if an anger that you don't want, for example, comes up, how can you transmute that? How can you move that anger? Because there is that intensity, that the power of the energy of it, you can take it and you can transmute it to a higher, more refined state. Or you can use it. I always say, because we're tennis players, you're on the tennis court, you know, and anger comes up or a frustration, and then you can say, how can I transform this? To use the energy of it, use the usable part, just as we would take in food, and discard the part that is no longer necessary, the negative part of it. And I think that when you start to really love your emotional states, this is, again, your immediacy of being in that awareness, not only of your thoughts, but of your emotions, and then you can work with that emotional energy.
Exactly. Very good. Well, we need to take our next break. Bob is in the house, so if anyone would like to call in, our numbers, I'll just give you the toll-free. It's 833-220-1200. Again, 833-220-1200. Don't be shy. You can call in and ask Diane and Alan a question. We'll be back in a moment.
Take a journey to a place of the divine love within with Deborah Bovee on the Love by Intuition show, Monday through Friday at 6 p.m. and 6 a.m. Eastern. Our message is love in the purest form. The light within us all is a guide to recall our beginning, to learn to love self and humankind, and to feel the higher power of our own divinity. To attract love, one needs to be love. Come join us and step into this glorious vibration called love.
The Celebrate Life Festival is coming to the United States for the first time, and it's happening at Omega. Don't miss this rare opportunity to join modern-day mystic Thomas Hubel, along with guest teachers, artists, and musicians. In the spirit of creative collaboration, you'll explore ways to restore a fragmented world and help co-create a new future for us all. To receive 20% off, use discount code DREAM when you register for the Celebrate Life Festival with Thomas Hubel at Omega, August 12th to 17th. Learn more at eomega.org.
Looking for a fun and relaxing getaway? Omega Rest and Rejuvenation Retreats are a great way to unwind and renew your spirit. Stroll through the garden, relax by the lake, or try a daily yoga or movement class. You can stretch your body, quiet your mind, and do as much or as little as you choose. Located in Rhinebeck, New York, just 90 miles north of New York City, Omega's natural environment and quiet pace allow for extraordinary experiences to unfold. Learn more at eomega.org.
This is Dream Vision 7 Radio Network, uniting mankind with universal love. Our shows are created from the heart, bringing each listener to a place of divine enlightenment. Breathe, relax, and enjoy. Let life flow.
We're talking about the mind, our thoughts, Master Your Mind, Master Your Life online course. Your mind can be your ticket to heaven. And there's a link. It's a bit.ly. So if everybody knows a bit.ly, it's bit.ly/Diane Collins. And Diane is with two N's. You know what I find, which, and I'm taking ownership of it, even though I'm a conscious girl, that a lot of times when we're feeling like we're looking for love is what we're doing. And I think a lot of the things that happen in life, even as far, I'll go as far as anger that reaches out and harms other people, it's because someone doesn't feel loved. They don't realize how they can tap into that love themselves. And so I find it fascinating myself when I go in that place of feeling blue and I don't feel loved, and you make up things in your thoughts start working, the ego mind, and then you have to really take the bull by the horns and say, excuse me, I'm in the basement with these thoughts, but, you know, it's not serving me, so get out of it. I just find life fascinating, Diane and Alan.
It really is. And, you know,
it's good to laugh at ourselves as well.
We have to laugh at ourselves. And what you just described is so, I mean, it really is the heart of the matter of where, when we experience, right, that disconnection, and we're all looking for that connection, right, that
right.
The greatest love of all, right? And what I call that wretched self syndrome, and I'll tell you what that comes from, that one of my great teachers who has passed on to the other side, a meditation master, and he used to say, the biggest sin is to think of yourself as a wretched little creature because you're a divine being. So when that stuff comes up, the I'm not good enough, and or doesn't anyone love me, or will I ever be loved, and any variation on that theme, so we just, to give it a label, oh, that's wretched self syndrome. And so that we can laugh at it when you put it there and you realize that's not who you are. And I think that, we have a term in quantum think system that we call least action pathway. Least, it's a hyphenated word, least action pathway. And what it means is those automatic ways of thinking, ways of emoting. You can have least action pathways of a culture, of a family life, of emotional. And it's the way the energy or the thought goes simply because it's been that route before. It's the most mechanical, the least conscious, the least creative way. And so when these wretched self syndrome thoughts come up, we work with people to teach them, you know, when we can put that kind of a label on it where, oh, that's just a least action pathway. I say blame it on the old world, industrial, mechanical worldview. And it's not personal, that you don't have to identify with that thought. You don't have to own it. It's certainly not the absolute truth. And so we can literally just let that fly by, as Alan and I say, like a bird past your window. So that's really, but I feel that that's where we can really get stuck. What you're talking about, Deborah, because I have it too. Now, we have each other. That's why it's good to have a lot of people quantum thinking around you, because we have, no, our clients, when they go into a meeting and someone brings up a new idea for a project at work or something, and then the person goes into, well, we tried that last time, it didn't work, or, you know, the economy's bad, or, and then they just, now they look at each other in a more heightened state of awareness and so, wait a minute, that's a least action pathway. We can think from infinite possibility. How else can we look at this? So it's this is what Alan meant earlier by the naturalness. All of a sudden, when you bring something, and I call this the method of quantum thinking and of this course, Master Your Mind, Master Your Life, well, how does it work, you know? How you just watch a video, it's approximately 30 minutes a day, you watch a video and I don't have to do anything? No, you don't, because when the method of quantum thinking I call the art of distinguishing, a new worldview of learning, rather than acquiring information, which is the old world, and we still need that world, we're not trading one for another, we're expanding. So you don't acquire the information and then say, what did she say again, and try to plug it in and apply it. No, what happens is, as you listen, as we listen to you, Deborah, as we listen to any of your show hosts, when something is getting distinguished in the present moment, right now, it activates that knowledge, that knowing. It's more than knowledge. It's knowing, that wisdom within each one of us. And so, in a sense, you're giving yourself something experiential in your awareness, because we know, you know, if you want to know what does spaghetti taste like, you can see a picture of it, a video, somebody talks about it, a chef on TV, but you'll never really know until you have the experience of it. So how do we experience this awareness? We use these nuances of language and the being able to distinguish these principles, and it's an activation force. And we have a new awareness. It's experiential in that moment. And that's why you don't have to try to remember it. Because what happened is you got activated. It became activated in you. Every single one of us is connected in this, what science calls, the non-local field of intelligence. It means all the knowledge doesn't live inside my little brain. It's a connection. Right. It's like the internet. It's the computer is like the brain. It's the connection, the transmission where you can transmit. But the mind, the awareness, is like the internet. It has no physical reality. That's why intuition, of course, works. It's not something, you know, like, it is mystical, magical. We love that part of it. But it is that aspect, because we are totally connected to infinite intelligence.
Yes, that one. Yeah,
a little add on to what Diane's saying about the thoughts. You know, it's important, and she mentioned it before in a slightly different way. Is this? You know, we are having thoughts. You know, there's a difference. We can have a thought, but it might not actually be our thought. Just because you're having a thought doesn't make it the truth, and it doesn't make it yours. You're just a vehicle for thoughts, you know, as Diane said, from the thoughtosphere. Because once a thought, it is invisible, you know, it has that transparency. It's not a physical thing, as Diane was saying. But where do the thoughts go when you're not engaged in them? They don't disappear into no place. They exist in the thoughtosphere. And when you're susceptible for anything, they come down and visit you. And they can go right back again as soon as you take command over them, you know, and not fall a victim to them. You know, the more victim you fall to these thoughts, the more they're going to visit you, because they love that. So, you know.
Would you agree, what are your thoughts on, some people call it the ego that's in the mind. What do you call it, well, either one of you?
Well, I call that ego, it's an interesting term, and I think I have a little bit of a maverick thing, because I have a saying, love your ego, love yourself, because, you know, you can look at the ego as your local identity, right? The worldly roles that we play in life. You're Deborah Beauvais, you're an intuition master, you're, you know, a radio host, all the different things you are, and the family roles that we play. And so that's one part of ego that I say, love your ego, love yourself. And the other aspect of the ego where we have, I say it's a matter of the evolutionary stage of humanity, where I say we have been under the influence of this industrial age, mechanical, material worldview, not money material, but physical, that, and to the, you know, expense of all the other dimensions, that is where these automatic things come up. Now, I'm not saying this is the truth, but I'm distinguishing it this way so that we can get non-attached. You know, we don't have to be attached to that aspect of ourselves. But as you said earlier, Deborah, about the emotion, it can give you information that right. can enable you, when you're conscious, to use that information. Like an emotion comes up. What does this mean? Why am I feeling this way right now? Not that you'll ever get to the why source of it, but what is the message in it for me? And it's the same thing with the ego, that part of us that, you know, people say, oh, it's the dreaded ego. If you could only kill your ego, if you only get rid of your ego. But I say, love your ego, love yourself, because that aspect of you is what enables us to become aware and to be able to make that distinction that we can choose to be in a new state, in a different state, in a higher state, in a more empowered state. So, emotion, right? The ego behaviors, those automatic behaviors, when you're quantum thinking, you're aware of them as least action pathways. You're aware of it as wretched self syndrome. You don't, and the very important, you don't give it any meaning whatsoever. Oh, there's that automatic pathway again. Okay, now what was my intent? You know, and it becomes actually that simple.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yes, but well, we are.
What do you think?
We're
about
at the end of the show.
Oh.
And the time has just flown by, and I want to thank you both for taking this time to be with me on the Love by Intuition show.
It has been our absolute delight and fun, and just love being with you. And I know that the field of people that you're attracting in, it's just a really powerful, beautiful field of love. Mm-hmm. Thank you so much, Deborah.
Thank you, Diane, and
thank
for your
you,
kind,
Deborah.
Kind words. Thank you, and I know you feel it. So, so for everyone out there, take in the show with Diane and Alan, and feel what we're actually talking about, and think about your thoughts. No pun intended. And do your thoughts serve you? You know, do they serve you? Do they serve anyone else? And listen to the show again and again with all the shows. And for everyone out there, as I say, until the next time, au revoir.
Are you seeking a clearer path to love? Then tune in to the Love by Intuition show next week. All designed to your highest good. To contact Deborah Bouffet, owner of Empowered Connections, call her at 508-226-1723. That's 508-226-1723. Or link on to lovebyintuition.com. Remember, we are all one, and we are all part of the miracle of love.
This is Dream Vision 7 Radio Network, uniting mankind with universal love. Our shows are created from the heart, bringing each listener to a place of divine enlightenment. Breathe, relax, and enjoy. Let life flow.